This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, where we have already gotten a great deal of suggestions for the vent. If we continue this segment, if you missed the beginning of our show, it was really fun. Now, mistakes that NFL teams need to avoid making this offseason. I want to see if you think this would be a mistake or not. And then we can get to some more Cowboys-specific things if you like. Mistake number one that a team needs to avoid, any team needs to avoid, signing Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. He is no longer a quarterback that is going to help your team get over the hump. And he is also no longer a quarterback that is going to help grow a young and immature team. His world revolves around himself. And I'm not against that for a person. That's you. That's your life. Go ahead and do you. He does not know that he physically can't do some of the things that he used to be able to do, though. And that's where he's like, no, I can still do all these. No, you can't. Whenever the pocket collapses, you can't escape. That just doesn't happen anymore. Maybe on the rare occasion, but you have to know. Even, you know, Barkley said it, on rare occasion, I might be able to get you 2 points. I might be able to get you one run, but I'm not going to do that. That's where Aaron Rodgers should be in his career, and teams should stay away.
This next one, this is pretty tough. This is from the Bleacher Report. Is it a mistake to draft Shedeur Sanders in the first round? Now, they said draft him at all, but clearly after the first round, there's plenty of value there. But they talked about the scouts saying that he takes so many hits because he holds on to the ball for too long.
That is true.
And then I know there's a whole bunch to do about whether he did or did not have an attitude at the combine, blah, blah, blah.
Don't care. I know who his dad is.
But let's say top 15 in the first round. Is it a mistake to draft Shedeur in the top 15 of the first round?
If you need a quarterback, then no. Like you have a young quarterback that has the potential to grow into a really good, talented quarterback on this team. And I think he's the kind of guy, it seems like, even though his dad was the coach of the team, it seems like a lot of the teammates were in on what he was doing. And now his offensive line could not protect him. There were plenty of times that
I did see him roaming
around too long, trying to strike for a big play. But that's what that offense was built on. Their offense was built on big plays. So I think that was, you know, one of the factors of it. I don't know if you can change him if you're an offensive coordinator, but if you need a quarterback and this is the crop that you have this year, I'd go ahead and do it.
Now, I'm going to stick with the quarterback motif. I'm going to get both of y'all's thoughts on this. Teams should not trade up in the draft, especially to get a quarterback. All right, so here are the stats. In the last 16 drafts, 21 of the 53 quarterbacks picked in the first round were picked because of trade-ups.
Okay.
Now, obviously, there's some that were phenomenal successes, like Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. And then there's Bryce Young, Trey Lance, Sam Darnold, Josh Rosen, Mitchell Trubisky, Carson Wentz, RG3, Blaine Gabbert, Mark Sanchez.
Really?
So,
and here's what I don't understand. All of those people watch the college tape on most of those guys.
Right.
Bryce Young, I will admit, I was like, dude, he's going to be fine. Like, I had no problem. All the rest of the dudes on your list, Kevin, I was like, I wouldn't draft them number one overall. I wouldn't draft them that high.
Right.
I was Sam Darnold specifically. I was in that group where I was like, nope, I would not draft that guy. That's Broadus tells you all the time. Quarterback's a very difficult position to grade and understand. But I have a decent eye, I guess, because I wouldn't have gone up to get those guys. If they fell to me, I might get them. But that is that, you know, some people fall in love and they're like, we need a quarterback. This guy's going to be gone if we don't get him. The strategy is difficult, Kevin, to try to figure out, because you have to look at it and go, either we go get a guy now or we have to tank another season because we weren't good enough to tank there. So which one would you rather do? And a lot of times they're like, would rather take the next 4 years of this team and have a bad quarterback than tank one season to go get the really good one. But on occasion, you'd have bad quarterback drafts. They exist.
And the alternative is to potentially make a mistake in free agency. Alec, I want to include you in this one because I think I know Corey's thoughts pretty strongly. It is a mistake to give Sam Darnold real starter money.
That's tough. I'm going to say that's not true if you're close enough.
Okay.
Give me a team like Pittsburgh. Give me a team. I don't know. Outside of that, it does get really weird. Maybe New Orleans, maybe Carolina. New Orleans has a lot of, or not Carolina, I'm reading something else. Maybe like Vegas. Like, I could see something like that where Pete Carroll is like, look, I need a guy who's ready right now.
Okay.
That makes a lot more sense. A guy like Mike Tomlin is probably going to say, I need a guy that's ready right now versus moving up to get a Jackson Dart, who people are falling in love with. Yes, we touched on that yesterday. Outside of that, it doesn't make any sense to me. If you think you're close enough, go for it. But I don't think it's more of an indictment on the teams that are close enough. Because it seems like every year you have that one, two, maybe even three wild card teams that had the veteran quarterback that they don't know what to do with anymore. Then you say, we're in the teens or the early 20s. We don't want to move up and give up a million assets and ruin our future to go get that guy that we don't really know about. Let's pay a guy for 2 years. Let's pay him real money for 2 years.
Okay, so we're going to stick with quarterbacks now that you said that. Corey, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think you also believe this is a bad idea. Do not trade for Deshaun Watson.
I wouldn't. Why would you do? What would you? Hold on. Where are you trading? Like,
you'd trade.
I don't even think I'd trade a seventh.
You'd essentially trade nothing, and the Browns would get a tiny bit of money off their books.
Yeah, I don't know if he cares to play football. That's my biggest concern, because it's been, it almost feels like 4 years since he's really played football.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if he cares, because he's like, I have a lot of money. I got a lot of criticism. I got destroyed, you know, in the public eye. What am I playing for? Legacy is not it anymore.
Right.
I got the money. So what am I playing for? So, yeah, no, I wouldn't. There's no way I would.
By the way, here is a...
And I thought he, Kevin, we were both like, oh, this dude's going to be amazing.
I would love to be able to tell you right now that I always knew Deshaun Watson was fraudulent and this contract was stupid.
Nope.
I did think giving a fully guaranteed contract at a time when nobody else had ever gotten one was questionable, but I wasn't like, you'll regret this for the longest time. But here we are.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you look at Deshaun Watson, because of the restructure they did on his contract, he's only going to count $37 million against their cap this year.
Gross.
Now, the tough part is, and you're already locked in on this, he's going to cost $81 million on your cap in 2026. Now, here's the really tough part, Alec. He's going to count $53 million on your cap in 2027 when he's technically not even under contract anymore. That's how stupid this deal was.
It never made sense from the get-go, and now, because you thought it was going to be a long-term play, but
you always
got to think about what can and will go wrong in these situations. And some teams do go that extra step. Cleveland never struck me as a team that thinks about what's next. They've never, no matter who's running that front office, no matter who's coaching the team, they've never seemed like the team that thinks, but what if this happens? Look at the Myles Garrett situation. Like, it feels like they're almost stunned that this is happening, that a really good player, one of the best players in the NFL, period, wants out because they're not winning, and they're like, oh, we're not going to trade him. So, and it's like, well, what happens if he doesn't show up?
And here we are.
It amazes me that they continue to do this each and every year, that they don't think about what can and will go wrong. And some teams, they don't think about that because, like, look at Cincinnati. Yeah. They don't think about Joe Burrow getting hurt every training camp, it feels like. But they still find ways to win games nonetheless because they have really good players outside of that. Cleveland doesn't do that, so they're screwed for the future.
Now, I'm going to add a question to what should the Cowboys do, because a bunch of people asked this. Corey, if he were to fall, would you draft Shedeur Sanders at pick number 12?
I might pass.
Okay.
Mostly because I have a lot of other places as the Cowboys. Now, if somebody wants to trade up, this is a great time. You know, this is a great opportunity to be like, look, I understand my situation. I screwed myself over by being able to get this off the grocery shelf because I already have one at home. I have Dak Prescott. I have a starter. Maybe he is the future. But if I want to win now, if I'm trying to build a team to win this year, which looks like the Cowboys are like, yeah, we'll settle for, you know, somewhere in the playoffs, then I have to get other players that are going to be able to play this year. And that first round pick, that number 12 pick for the Cowboys, they expect him to start. So whoever that player is, they're expecting that dude to be on the field immediately and make an impact. And Shedeur Sanders can't do that if Dak Prescott's there.
We've talked about this quite a bit.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet. The number one thing you would like to see the Cowboys do right now is re-sign Micah Parsons ASAP. Unless like you have the opinion that they need to trade him, like I'm not going to debate that today. I'm just saying
for the money purposes.
Yeah, for the money purposes. Because we've talked about this the last couple of days, like clockwork. You restructure the CeeDee Lamb deal, $20 million. It's like 19 point something. You restructure the Dak deal, $36.6 million. So right there, you create about $56 million worth of space. The cap hit on Osa is going to be about $6 million. So you're talking about a net positive of about $50 million. If you give Micah the extension, you're going to be able to drop his number off of $24 million and continue to build up the space. And as Broadus and Wolchuk talked about yesterday, maybe it's looking like the Cowboys will be in play for that maybe B-level free agent as opposed to the D-level free agent that obviously we've been used to for some time.
So you want him to go get Joey Bosa is what you're saying. This is
What level of free agent is Joey Bosa right now?
That's a good question.
He's a C or a D level, right?
The last 3 years, I think it's 2, 4, 5, and 9 games in the last 3 years. And the sack numbers are down.
He's a huge name.
When he's healthy and on the field, he can produce sacks. But he's not often healthy and on the field. My mind, Alec, I came in this morning and I said, I want Joey Bosa, is what my mind tells me. But then I go look at his numbers and realize the dude's missing a lot. And I don't know, like, you need defensive ends. You need those defensive linemen. I just can't do it.
If you get a good value, I don't care how many games he plays.
What is a good value to you? Because I'll admit, I'm very fascinated to see what kind of deal he gets.
It would have to be a one-year deal.
Four? And
it's tough because if he does play every game for you, every regular season game, that's a damn good player.
Hold on, Alec, let me ask you this. I tell you, I got him locked in for 1 year, $10 million base with a $750,000 escalator clause on every game he plays over 10.
I'm doing it.
Okay. So now you could be talking about $15, $16 million.
Sure. Yeah. Because I think if he does play those games, he's probably doing good work. And he's probably earned that money. So I'm looking back at it and saying, great. And if he helps you make a playoff push and whatever, perfect. And then he can go get another major payday from another team because we're not going to do it. And I'm totally fine with that at that point. I'm wondering if Davante Adams is a B-level free agent at this point.
That is an interesting question as well. I got caught up in the fact that Joey Bosa is only going to turn 30 this summer. Feels like he's been in the NFL for 14 years.
Wow.
And so I don't know what kind of money he's going to be looking at. I don't know what kind of money Davante Adams is going to be looking at. I'm very curious. Doesn't hurt to pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
Hey, this is what we're thinking.
Send a text.
And then his agent's like, hey, we want a minimum of 20 guaranteed. And you're like, thanks for the time. Talk to you later.
That was Jeb Bartlett right there, right? Is that what you're doing?
Jeb Bartlett is
done.
Is a great fictional president. Absolutely.
Dude, what are other ways to get in touch with people without having to pick up a phone?
Pigeon.
Email, text.
Shout at them.
Is FaceTime, that's picking up a phone. But you could do it on your laptop.
So or your iPad.
Or iPad. Okay. There's lots of ways to get in touch with people.
I guess that is true.
Yeah, you're old.
Corey, Cowboys must re-sign Jordan Lewis.
I think so. Here's leadership. That's who I want the guys to follow. Since he's been a Cowboy, he's been a fantastic player on this team for what I need from him. I think he's really good in the slot. What is he going to command? Does he want to be an outside cornerback for another team? And he thinks I'm going to get more money there. There are a lot of questions there, but I want the dude on the team. I want that guy in my locker room because most of his career, I've never seen him make business decisions. When I watch him on the field, he's like, let me put my nose in there and try and poke the ball out. Let me make a hit. I know this guy's bigger than me, but I got to tackle him somehow. I don't see him turning around and saying, I'll let my safeties do it. So I want a player like that on the team.
One more question for you then, because it kind of feels like maybe the Cowboys feel this way. Cowboys should also re-sign Rico Dowdle. You just in the draft will be cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, well, no, I mean, I'm fine with him being the starting running back.
Okay.
I really am. I don't know. And if you're getting him is it $6 million as a starter?
I think he'll get less than that. I can end
then,
up
yeah,
being wrong.
I'll pay him that. I'll pay him anything. If it's under six, yeah, I'm happy with the running back. So I'll take that. And then I'm also looking to add a younger legs in the draft. Preferably not a former injured running back, if that's okay.
Right.
If that's something we can do.
And then the last thing on the agenda, Alec and Corey, the Cowboys must actually take the best player available in the first round. Because you can make a pretty strong argument the last 2 years with Smith and Guyton that maybe they didn't take the best player available.
You're right. They did BP, best player available for the position of need.
Exactly.
That's what they did.
So, best player available. this time.
You have to make sure you have to make sure you sign a bunch of spare parts though to your roster before you can do that. Otherwise, that's how they got CeeDee Lamb. They were like, we filled everything out.
I know.
We can take this guy.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, time for AM on the FM.
The question of the day, plus the two worst people you've ever known had their best day ever yesterday. We're going to talk about it next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to remind you, busy day today around the Metroplex if you want to do some fan hangs. G-Bag Nation is part of the grand opening of Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers off of 121 in Euless.
So good.
By the way, Corey, buy one cheeseburger, second one's free.
Are you kidding me right now?
Nope. Now, some people would say you could share it with your friend. Eric Chiafalo wants you to eat both of those damn hamburgers, cheeseburgers. And Chris Arnold will be in Granbury from 3 to 5 p.m. at Casey's Pizza off of Weatherford Highway. So all kinds of stuff in Granbury, in Euless. If you want to go see folks from The Fan right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, and I'm supposed to do a radio segment now, but I am so hungry after hearing all of those awesome promotions going on. So
are you pulling a mic right now?
Yeah.
4131 North Central Expressway.
I mean, we could do that technically, but now I'm just like, how do I focus? I have so much content to get to. My stomach's rumbling. Don't like that. Thanks, Kevin. You know what I'm going to go do? I'm going to go get a cheeseburger after the show now.
Buy one, get one free.
I'm going to get a second one for free.
You're welcome.
God, that's a lot of calories, but I'm going to enjoy every single one of them. It's going to be so good. All right, we got the question of the day coming up here in just a second. Plus, the two worst entities you've ever known are joining forces. Not looking forward to it at all. Because
Yankees and the Astros?
That would be amazing in the worst way possible. But no, it's actually two corporations that I use a lot against my will.
Oh.
Well, really, I willingly give them my money, so it's not against my will, but it's like, if you want to do these things, you kind of have to give them your money. Anyways, we'll get to that here in just a second. We're going to go to the National Day Calendar, as I always do. And yesterday would have been very appropriate, but you know, some dude named Zach was retiring. Yesterday... Yeah,
it was Zach Martin. You were here.
Oh, yeah.
You heard it.
Yeah, Zach Wolchuk retired and still proceeded to do 5 hours of flawless radio yesterday. You know?
That's what I would expect out of that kind of guy.
True. Yeah, that feels like a broadest thing, too, to announce his retirement. But I'm still going to do the show.
Yeah, I'm still here, though.
Oh, I can totally see that.
Matter of fact, I've added six podcasts to the total thing.
I'm actually going to do more work in my post-work life. That sounds like Brian Broaddus, if you ask me. So we look at today's national days. There's a lot of actually really good ones, like National Dress Day, National Slam the Scam Day.
Oh my gosh.
Which means you slam scammers. If you get a call from one, tell them I'm gonna body slam you.
How much has it hurt the scam phone call industry that on your phone it says spam risk now?
Yeah.
Because Mike would frequently pick up his phone and he goes, hey, my phone says this is a scam. What are you scamming?
Carter, my son Carter picks up the phone and starts talking to scammers. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, they called me. Yeah. You don't have to answer. I will tell everybody right now, if your name's not in my phone, I screen everything. Mm. I do not pick up if I don't know your number. So leave a message.
It's fair.
Or text me.
Yeah. Even if I do know you, there's probably a 75% chance I don't answer the call because I'm like, you can text me. Like that'll save a lot of time, mm-hmm. if we're being totally honest. Today is National Frozen Food Day. Very random, very specific. So I'm going to ask you, what is your frozen food craving lately? 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Because mine, it's a new discovery. It's not a new food discovery for me, just a specific like brand that I discovered. I'm a big kind of fried cheese guy. Any kind of fried cheese, I'm in on, totally. I just discovered that the TGI Fridays frozen mozzarella sticks are awesome.
Okay.
They are awesome. I read an article on a website called Sport, and they did like the top 10 rankings of frozen fried cheese variants. And their number one was TGI Fridays. I was like, I've had the actual TGI Fridays before. Haven't had the frozen variation. Went down to the store, grabbed a few boxes. It changed my life. I need to have them with every meal now, even though it's probably not the best thing for me. They are wonderful.
I've really lately been craving the yellow box Texas toast, the five cheese Texas toast.
Yes.
I can't remember the brand, but it's in that yellowish
yes.
box. That's really freaking good.
How many cheeses is too many cheeses, though?
Not like five.
None.
Five hits the spot.
If you bite into no that five cheeser, though, you're telling me. So you're telling me you can taste all five cheeses.
No, I'm telling you that they have told me that five cheeses are together, and I have decided that, like Voltron, that means awesomeness when combined.
See, the five cheeses combine to make like a cheese baby. And yeah. that wonderful cheese baby tastes amazing.
Yeah.
Cheese baby.
Yeah. Like, it's just one thing now. It's not five cheeses.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard on this show.
Oh, except for this.
That is a lie.
There are bites that I take that I'm like, I like this better than my actual baby.
Earlier today, I did say the windows are the eye to your home. So,
man, I almost interrupted your commercial to be like, who said that?
It was for fun. All right. I'll buy it. How do you make that in the oven?
Yes.
And how did you make yours?
Air fryer.
Okay. Air fryer is the baby now. That has become, I love the air fryer. Adrian got one. I was like, why did you get this? She said it was on sale, which always makes me mad because I'm like, we didn't need to buy it. Okay. And she's like, but it was on sale. And it's like, it does just because it's on sale still doesn't mean we needed to buy it.
Do you have to keep her away from Kohl's?
Oh my gosh.
Since they
yes.
pretend like everything is on sale.
Yes.
Like,
oh,
that's
man.
That's a lie. That's been there for 3 months.
Yeah, don't let Shine on the internet tell her that something's on sale.
Dude, that's the worst.
She got this air fryer though, and I was like, all right, let's see how this rocks. I love it. But here it is. Mini tacos. Mini tacos from Ooh. Target. I don't know what Target's brand is. I have no clue. Market Pantry. The mini tacos, they're like the size of a mini taco, and they have whatever that stuff that Jack in the Box piles into the middle, they have that there without the lettuce.
Oh,
so it's just mini taco that you love from Jack in the Box without the lettuce, and I can put 1,000 of them in the little air fryer and then be like, sorry, Lucy, there's only two, you know, like, and then I'll eat the other 998 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the mini taco from Target as the frozen item.
That's a good selection.
Sounds wonderful.
I think Target and their Market Pantry, they have a solid line of frozen foods.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. And expanding outside of that, too, I've noticed, like, not to take shots at Big Pasta, but like their pasta brand, it's like, if not 50% cheaper, like, way more than that for certain cuts of pasta too, because, you know, as a runner growing up, I needed a lot of carbs, so I was like, I'm trying to save money, you know. The blue box is like so expensive now because of tariffs and stuff. And
why are we having so many references to tariffs on this show?
It's the only thing that we're talking about nowadays.
Yeah. Oh, man. The official show of tariffs. KNC masterpiece.
I don't want that title.
I don't either. But it's happening.
So,
I don't like
unless
it
just means y'all listen 25% more. Then
I like that.
I support this being like the show that. Of tariffs.
Topical. I like it. But yeah, there's some really good Market Pantry stuff out there. I'm starting to realize their bakery is pretty nice too. It's not the biggest selection ever in terms of sweets, but what they do have is really, really good. So shout out to Target for being cool.
I know Kevin is against pizza rolls. He's always said that pizza rolls are for the poor people.
The Totino's pizza rolls, that's a fact I am against. Yeah. Like Double Dave's, like a real pizza roll, thumbs up.
Huh. Totino's pizza rolls are fantastic. All right. A, don't eat them right out of the microwave or the air fryer. You're going to melt your tongue off. That's going to happen.
Yes.
You let them wait a little bit. Let a little of that oil drip out of the little pouch and then collect on the plate. And whenever you pick it up, that cheese is now stuck. And the oil stuck to it.
And then they won't
take
be hot.
Take a bag of 90.
When you deposit them right into the trash.
That's not the way they should be. Look, we can agree to disagree on this. You don't have to be so rude about it, though. All right?
We ever met before?
Let my stomach enjoy what it enjoys.
Okay.
I guess in my tongue, because my tongue's the first thing to enjoy it.
Let me go ahead and...
Masterpiece of the week tomorrow. About 1:30.
11:30.
You guys, bagel bite fans.
Tongue.
Interestingly enough, this might
make, because when pizza's on a bagel,
you make might make your brain explode. But I do like the bagel bite, and I think the bagel bite is far superior to the Totino's
you
pizza
make
roll.
No sense.
There's too much bread.
There's a lot of bread. Very bready. Yeah.
Bagels. There's too much bread with bagels. I can't eat a bagel.
Whole lot of yeast.
A lot of people I will watch. They're like, hey, let me get some of that lox. You know, salmon and lox or whatever. Yeah. I've never had it, but. This is so much bagel, I'll just scrape the stuff off and eat that.
It doesn't even look good.
Oh. I know Chiafalo's like, what are you talking about? Everything bagel's the best. Yo. Especially with 7 beef patties on it.
Exactly. I've literally watched him when he was part-time on the keto diet eat a triple meat Whataburger with no buns and no toppings. Just triple meat and nothing else. No sauces because they have sugar in it. I've watched him do that. And I'm supposed to take that for, you know, for gospel. Okay. Yeah, sure. Keep those coming in. Your favorite fast food, or not fast food, frozen food cravings. 877-881-1053. The two worst entities you know have joined forces. Ticketmaster and Fanatics are teaming up. I love this headline, too, because I saw the announcement. I saw the PR release, but this headline from Bro Bible is even better. Ticketmaster and Fanatics are teaming up to make your life even worse. So, you probably use Ticketmaster a lot to go to concerts, to go to games, to go to whatever entertainment event you want to go to. And then Fanatics owns pretty much everything on the face of the planet now, including your favorite trading cards, your jerseys, all of this stuff. But they are teaming up now to literally do each other's job. You will be able to buy tickets through Fanatics, and you will be able to buy merchandise through Ticketmaster. So... it will be a true partnership where you can get pretty much everything through one or the other. There will at least be some sort of portal that'll take you to the other website and say, hey, since you're going to this game, you want to buy a jersey for that team? You look like you need a jersey. You know what? Here's a 10% discount just because you bought those tickets. Or vice versa. Hey, you just bought a Luka Lakers jersey? Here's a 10% discount to go to a Lakers game. How about that?
And $750 in fees, no matter how much it was.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get online convenience fees for your jerseys now.
But 10% off.
What is happening?
Yeah. Adrian's like, oh, my gosh, 10% off. No! Stop it.
As a frequent concert goer, that just irritated me because it's like there was a fine line between my concerts and my sports. Now they're going to be right there meshed with each other. And let me guess. These big name, huge headlining artists are going to send their merch to Fanatics now. That's going to be the next step. You're going to get your concert merch through Fanatics, and you're going to see at the merch stands at AT&T Stadium or whatever, whenever you go to these concerts and shows and wrestling events, you're going to see sponsored by Fanatics. Here's your merch. Yeah. I hate it, but that's the world we live in. Mergers are happening left and right, and this is the next one that's going to happen.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen, AM on the FM. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Are the Eagles the number one destination team in the NFL now? We'll do it next right here on the Fan.
We're going to run some clock, or maybe throw the dagger.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're going to get to Gridiron in just a second, but a couple of Mavs notes for you. And as with everything else the last couple months, it's not great. Sixers-Mavs will no longer be nationally televised because that would be the worst. But then also, Mavericks assistant coach Alex Jensen is leaving to become the next men's basketball coach at the University of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
He won Mr. Basketball in Utah in 1994.
We saw yesterday that he was the front runner for this position. Yep. And it was kind of one of those, like, is this the beginning of the fraying amongst the coaching staff here? It's one piece. But I imagine at the end of the season, there's going to be a lot of guys going, why am I sticking around here? That's just my feeling.
I get it.
If I'm a guy that would have been a hot shot name last year or the last couple of years, I'm definitely questioning a lot of things about the organization right now.
Right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy? Now, I'm going to have a question for you guys. You might not love it. I think it's a valid question. Are the Eagles now the number one destination team in the NFL. While you ponder that for a second, I think we'll all agree, I think he'll probably agree that it was worth it, but Brandon Graham did confirm that he re-tore his triceps in the Super Bowl. Remember we talked about how hard he had worked to come back and be back for the Super Bowl. He played 13 snaps. Not sure if that's going to push him all the way into retirement, though he has talked pretty openly about the fact that he has been considering retirement. So it's a tough break, but at least you did it still getting to play in the Super Bowl, right?
For real?
I mean, that's pretty sweet.
Can you imagine not getting to play and win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I can. Every year.
Sorry, Zach Martin.
Yeah.
Byron.
Yeah.
Jason Witten.
Tony Romo.
Romo. Dak.
Dez.
CD.
Hey, those players could... Yeah. All right. So the Philadelphia... I didn't even believe it when I was about to say it. Philadelphia Eagles, Fox Sports says, or asked the question, are they now the number one destination team in the NFL? Do you think they have leapfrogged the Kansas City Chiefs to be the number one destination team in the NFL? Just depends which part of it you want to make past tense. Leapfrogged or leapfrog.
Jumped over.
Sure.
You use too big a
if
word.
You want to be basic.
Right frogged.
Use smaller words. The
why say more when less word do?
Exactly.
Huh?
Grow. I think this is interesting because I believe the line of money is the most important thing to players. I believe that is the first most important thing. But then once you've gotten paid and you're like, now I want to win. If you're one of those kind of guys that's in that veteran area where you're like, I've made my money, but I want to make money and win, the Eagles figure out how to get the money in your pocket. And they are a very good football team. Yes, I believe that right now, if you want to go sign as a free agent, they are in the place where they're willing to spend and willing to continue to try to win and have a really good culture right now. All those things are positive things. So I do believe it is a destination. When that money dries up, which is pretty quick in the NFL, it seems like those things happen real fast because windows close and open really fast in the NFL. It might not be very long, but for the next couple of years, I believe Sirianni's done, again, he has done something. As corny and cheesy as everybody thinks he is, the guys, they walk into that building, believe him.
Now, we talked yesterday about DK Metcalf wanting out of Seattle. If he were to leave, the Packers, Patriots, and Chargers are kind of leading the way in terms of what his next team would be. Do any of those in particular stand out to you? Because I know with New England, they have all the money to spend. And with the Packers and the Chargers, you have younger quarterbacks who are at various levels of proving themselves.
Packers and Chargers are very interesting to me. Who was the other team you said?
The Patriots.
Patriots. I feel like Patriots are going to be revitalized at some point.
They seem to be decently high on Drake May after year one.
Drake May looked good. Yeah. There were a number of times he looked good. That defense was miserable. They couldn't stop anybody from running on doing things for them, against them. Their offensive line was bad. That's what it was. Their defense actually had some moments that you were like, oh, they're good. Their offensive line, Jacoby Brissett had no time behind that offensive line, and Drake May was running for his life. The highlight we have of Drake May is him throwing a touchdown pass while running for his life all over the field. So I would go with the Patriots. That would be my first option.
Okay. All right.
It's weird. I'm not used to saying that.
Yeah, I guess there was a report the other day that the Patriots last year were surprised that not everyone wanted to come play for them. And I was like, well, you didn't have Belichick or Brady anymore.
And you don't pay the same. Like they, quite honestly, they for a long time were able because Belichick and Brady were there and they were a destination to go win a Super Bowl. People were willing to take smaller contracts to play for them.
For people that are curious, from the betting odds I've looked at, the Cowboys are sixth on this list to go ahead and pick up DK Metcalf. Now,
that's $30 million, though.
Supposedly, that's what he's going to want.
And the trade numbers?
He's not worth that.
You said it yesterday.
You don't.
He is not as good as you think he
is. Exactly. And I stick by that. All right, let's go to kind of talking about DK Metcalf. And then a local kid, unfortunately, gets a verbal beatdown as this goes along. So Diamodor Lenore was talking about DK Metcalf for, I don't know, a second. And then it quickly moved to the Metroplex's own Jackson Smith and Jigma. Cut number 10, if you can.
Y'all cannot let DK leave. Y'all can't do that. How am I having fun out there? The Jigma, he be crying all day. He cry. That's all he do is cry. Ref, he holding, ref. Oh no, don't hurt me. Cry, baby.
That is the is awkward, hilarious audio right there.
Damn.
Cry, baby. What's the name that somebody calls you that ticks you off the most? Because I called you a bad word once, and that was the one or two fights we've ever been in, and I still feel bad about that. I was just mad.
Whenever people call me a chicken, I get really mad, and then I can't turn out of the situation. It's actually caused a lot of problems in my life. At one time, I got with this scientist to try to drive a car back into the future because I couldn't handle people calling me a chicken.
And then your mom tried to hook up with you. And
man, what a weird plot line Back to the Future has, if you really think about it. Plus, here's my rankings. Back to the Future 2, number 1. Back to the Future 1, number 2. And Back to the Future 3, number 3. But otherwise,
That's not often that a sequel gets the number one billing.
I don't think so. I think it's like the people right next to me. Like, did I ever tell you I had to go like talk to a coach at a flag football thing because they called the kids jackasses?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like our regular coach didn't show up and our team was awful. And so we beat the other awful team in the league. And so the kids like came running over to me after they did the handshake and they're like, oh, the coach said, don't act like a jackass. And I was like, what? And they were like, I don't know, 9 or something. And so I like tracked him down. I go, hey, man, I was like, did you just tell these kids not to act like jackasses? They're kids. And he goes, yeah, I did. I'm really sorry. And then he unloaded like 2 minutes of his life on me. And it seemed like things were going really bad. And we just kind of left it at that because he was like, I shouldn't have said that, man. I don't know. I've been having a lot of problems.
Oh, man. Yeah. Tough day for him from the 469 when I get called buddy in a demeaning tone or by someone younger than me. When I got called pops, it really lit me up for a little bit. But the B word is always the one that, like, that for some reason, that makes me clench my fists like Arthur.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just like,
oh. Alec, do you have a trigger word?
I'm not a chill guy anymore.
Actually, you know what? My trigger word is triggered. If somebody's like, that makes me triggered, then I'm like, shut up.
Huh. So it triggers you when people get triggered.
If you like irony, feel like there you go.
Yeah. I do. The buddy thing, mainly because, especially growing up with management, when you get like your first jobs, you know, like, hey, bud, can you come to the office?
Bud,
or hey, buddy, need to do that. I'm like, no, just say, hey, Alec, do that. Like, just address me. Like, I'm not a child. I am like, you know, like,
I call both my sons buddy and like, bud.
That's
your
fine.
Buddy, pal.
It's like they're kids. But like when you're north of 18 years old in a corporate environment, it's like, hey, bud.
Hey, sport.
It's like, dude, especially right now. Jeez. I turned 24 in June. Yeah. I'm not bud. I'm a man. Sorry. See, you can tell. That triggers me. Gosh.
Keep an eye out on this. Plenty of people still think the Titans are looking to trade out of the number one spot, and a lot of buzz has continued to grow around the Giants going up and potentially grabbing that number one spot. Wanted to throw this story out there because I think it's just downright heartwarming. Matthew Stafford has donated uniforms to Pasadena High School. They surprised him at their football banquet last night, said they would be providing them with new uniforms. That school was affected by the wildfires back in January, and that's a really neat thing. And I know we have to talk about a lot of crappy things that players or management or whatever do, so I just wanted to shout out Matthew Stafford and his wife, Kelly, for popping up to the banquet and being like, we got your new uniforms taken care of.
That's the kind of stuff I love right there.
Yeah,
man.
That is really cool. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, a blanket, a burger, and how the Rangers offense can function better as a unit. Next on The Fan.